MVCC POV Voices from the Valley.
POV Voices from the Valley.
So we have four chapters and multiple episodes within the chapters. So our first chapter focuses on a student group here, the Muslim Student Association. And we edited that a little different than our chapter two for the Arab Student Union. And I both are great conversations to listen to. Dan, you started it out with, you edited, produced and edited the first episode of chapter one, correct?
Yeah, and it was kind of a natural first episode. It was the first thing that they talked about in the meeting. So they, you know, we approached them about it, and they invited us to come to one of their meetings to sit in, and they were going to have this discussion, and we could record it. And so the first thing that they had on their list is, what does it mean to them to be Muslim? And so they each got a chance to take their turn and talk about, on an individual level, what it meant to be Muslim, what was important about that, how they kind of perceived that identity for themselves. And the other thing that I liked about their meeting, they start out with their positives of the week. So every meeting that they have, they get together and share something that was positive for them from the previous week. Yeah. And so you'll hear some of that in the episode too, which I wanted to make sure got included in some way.
And being in a room when that happened, even though folks will get a little bit of it edited in, but just to be in their presence when they're talking about that, and just focusing on what they have versus what they don't have, and just the attitude that they carry forward, that was one of the highlights of not only listening to the your episode, but also just being in a room when it happened. It was kind of cool for me. And then that we switched gears for the second episode, and Tish, you produced and edited that one.
Yeah, that ended up in two parts, partially because there was so much rich conversation that the students brought to the table. And it's an edited conversation from two different sessions. So the first time we went and recorded one of their student club meetings, and they, I think, were a little shy at first about, like, talking. Like, it's weird, I think, the first time you talk into a microphone, and, you know, it's uncomfortable, and I think you could feel that a little bit. And then the second time that they got together, Tony did a great job moderating that conversation and throwing them some questions that they could answer, and they really dug into the issues that they face around stereotypes, so how they're being stereotyped on campus, off campus, the general stereotypes about Muslims in the wider culture, and how they combat those and how they deal with those from the day to day. And then they also talked about their culture and their identities and the clothes they wear and how that fits into that culture and those identity struggles, or not identity struggles, but their identity developments. So it was a really interesting conversation. They brought a lot to the table, and I think their individual experiences mirror a lot of what's being talked about in larger society and things that you might see on TV or hear in other kinds of podcasts.
Well, throughout, let me swing back to you for one other question, or just your thoughts on it. So inside of dealing with the culture and stereotypes and that aspect from the MSA, and also editing some of the ASU stuff around those topics, mm-hmm. We have at our college, we're featuring a book that kind of deals with some of those issues as well. And did you maybe want to maybe connect some of the paths of what folks will hear in this podcast and the broader things that the library is talking about for the entire fall and spring 18-19?
Sure. So the One Book, One College for 2018-2019 is Ms. Marvel by G. Willow Wilson. It's a graphic novel that features a Muslim superhero. She's a Pakistani-American girl who's 16. She's a sophomore in high school. She, like many of our college students, is navigating her identity as many things. We all, you know, enter into spaces with lots of different identities and figuring out how those things fit together and how those things fit into the larger culture, I think, is a complicated process. And listening to the students talk about, you know, making choices about the clothes that they wear or interacting with students who don't necessarily share their culture or their religion. Really, those conversations mirrored the things that I had read in Ms. Marvel, mirrored a lot of the academic work that I had read about identity development. And I think it's pretty incredible to have a one book, one college that is so fun and so visually appealing and so enjoyable, but that also really reflects the day-to-day lived experiences of many of our students on campus.
So then on for chapter three, we're going to address leadership. And at the time of recording this, we're still editing the third episode. Then I edited and produced the final episode, chapter one, episode four. And it was a joy because I got to deal with the student group's participation with the mosaics, also how they felt about being part of the focal group of the podcast. And just some of the things that they do out in the community, where from fundraising to just being of service. So a lot of those things, again, being some of my favorite topics in the world, it was not only great to listen and hear the students are doing those type of things inside of their student groups, but to actually get to edit and enjoy the content as well. So I hopefully I presented who they are in a reasonably responsible way that shows just how creative and thoughtful they are. So that's our chapter one. For MSA.